Matt knows me, I think. We just met. We don't really know each other. But he knows of me. Because his best friend, I think one of his best friends, Camille, teaches at Virginia, and I'm coming from Virginia. I've been in Maine for, 8 months or 9 months, and I'm still very confused. but I'm figuring it out slowly. So thanks to Camille. I'm just going to read some old poems. I'm insecure about new poems right now. So I'm going to read some, just three poems. this one's called Life and Art. And the only thing you really sort of need to know about it before I read it is that I break a rule and change point of view in the last stanza. If you were reading it, it would be very clear that's happening. I think it's pretty clear when I read it, but if you know it, you can hear it better. Life and Art. This is the main story about how I hate my father. I tell you now, in case I forget, or in case the stars plunge and he dies at an alley in Greece, or while licking the mongoose bristles of his brush, or while dipping their iota hairs into the thick yellow of an egg. My father is not ancient or ailing, but he will die, since succumbing is his periscope, his post office box, the bulging enterprise he's so famous for. He's this way to spite me or to ebb this cantankerous singing, or because he was born doing it, as I was born inside the painting of a grape, while he looked on with his cigarette, and I tried not to blink and scan the place for some way out, for boats and burrows a good 12 months wide. Since I could write a message with it, I'll say here I caught some seaweed and weave something he might hear, something like, here, here, since it also says, I love you, I always have, don't forget. Nevertheless, he with his immigrant eye keeps watching me. He's eating peanuts, he's got the TV going, the volume's down, there's beer in the fridge. There's Greece in May, my father would say if he could talk. There's this brief daughter on the brink, the first ha and then the second, the low rolling bark she won't quit braying no matter the oceans I cross, no matter which eye I close. It's her calling, a talent she got from her mother. She's an assassin. It's her capital affliction. She won't forgive me anything. He's very cool, actually. When I put this manuscript together, he's a painter. Of course, as fate would have it, he starts flipping through it, and he comes to that poem. First one. And I said, Daddy, you really shouldn't begin with that one. And he said, don't apologize. And I'm very lucky. I mean, I'm lucky to have him. And I feel that way. He really does. It doesn't seem to mind when I